Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast, all the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today, and it's the first live podcast of the year. We're all back, finally, huzzah! Woo! And we appreciate you, listening and giving us the time off, and so now we're back, ready to kill it. Except, well, speaking of kill it, Betty Rock almost died on vacation, as she tells us.
I did.
She was so sick.
I was fighting for my life, so and I'm not exaggerating. So 2 days into our Christmas vacation, I got sick. I started feeling funny on Monday night, and I was like, I'll be fine. I'll just rest. Well, Tuesday it got worse. Wednesday, it stayed the same. Thursday, I wake up, and I'm actually doing better. So I'm like, okay. So I'm able to go, and I helped with a friend of mine with some Meals on Wheels.
I saw you post about
that. Yeah,
that
was cool.
And it was really cool. So that meant a lot to you.
Yeah, it was really eye-opening. But anyways,
how did you not eat it? Because I know you and food, and if you got a little hungry.
So I had to eat beforehand.
Yeah.
But on the way back home, I started losing my voice. And so I'm like
from the Meals on Wheels thing, you lost your voice.
Yeah,
like
I was
that.
Laughing and cutting up with my friends that were there. It was just a lot of fun. But it was raining that day. I was going inside, outside. Ooh. And all that stuff. So it probably wasn't a good idea. But I just, one girl had already gotten taken out by sickness, and I didn't want to leave them two people down. So I went. Anyways, it was fine. No one got sick from me. As far as I know.
As far as you know. Said everyone
anyway,
that had COVID early on.
I didn't have COVID. I didn't have the flu. I took a test and I had neither one of those. But I started losing my voice on Thursday. Friday, I'm down for the count. Saturday, I see the pearly gates.
Which is Christmas Eve, right? Like we're in the Christmas Eve point.
Because Sunday was Christmas.
Yeah.
So Saturday, our electricity goes out because there are rolling blackouts.
It was so cold.
And then our neighbor's AC unit or heating unit, it started going out and it sounded like a helicopter crashing in my bedroom. So I got woken up like every time it kicked on during the night. So I had to move to my roommate's bed because I could not sleep in. Thankfully, she's not here. She's in Washington, but I was able to take her bedroom because it's further away from the AC unit.
That's so funny.
So anyways, I'm a
Put
hot
all your
mess.
Germs
okay.
In her room.
My left eye was so crusty that the doctor said my body is producing so much mucus that it has nowhere else to go. So it is coming out of my left eye.
Literally coming out of
your
eyeballs.
It is coming, literally coming out. I could blow my eye instead of my nose. But I would
disgusting.
Wake up in the morning. I couldn't breathe because of all the snot. And then my eye is glued shut from all the snot. And I was hacking up loogies in the shower. It was a rough go for a while. I spent Christmas alone.
Oh, I hated that for
that's
you.
Heartbreaking.
Yeah, I stayed at my apartment. Yeah, it was a rough go. But then I finally got to celebrate Christmas yesterday with my mom and dad.
Yeah, in January, like on the 2nd.
Yeah, and they had already taken down the Christmas tree.
Oh,
so
no.
my Christmas presents were in a corner. Go over there and open
Merry
up
Christmas,
presents.
I guess.
Yeah.
I would have just saved them for next year.
Yeah.
If you missed it.
But yeah, it was a rough go. It's just, it stinks because it's like I have all this sick time that I don't use.
Yeah.
Because I don't get sick when I'm working. But when I'm on vacation, I guess that's when my body's like, let's get sick.
Hey, this is fun. We can shut down now.
Yeah. It's so annoying.
I had seen some of your posts and I felt bad for you. I called and checked on you and was like, hey, do you need anything? And I this is horrible. Like, because
it was.
It's not fun being sick. And especially when you're sick on your time off, it makes it even harder.
And it was the whole time. Like I'm still
you were sick for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm still on an antibiotic for it, and I can still feel it in my right ear and in my throat. But it's nothing like it was.
Yeah.
But still, it's so annoying
it's
how long
it there
takes.
When it started on Monday of 2 weeks ago.
At least you don't have that cough that Zach had, producer Zach, when he was here for the better part of a year and a half.
It was a dry cough that would not end. And he refused to seek help.
To acknowledge
it. He did.
Refused to say that he even had it.
Pulled a Wally?
He denied that he had a cough. Like, dude, you have a
you
cough.
Can't do that.
Yeah, like, you have tuberculosis, I think. Well, I'm glad that you're back today and feeling well. Because if you were gone for 2 weeks during the show, that would have been rough, too. So
we wouldn't have survived.
No, yeah, we would have just died with you.
Did I say I lost my voice? I lost my voice too, guys.
Did you?
Like,
oh, yeah.
I don't like this. I never
How funny would it be
voice.
If you came back, your voice came back without an accent?
Like, oh, man.
Your voice comes
or
back.
Or a different
British.
Accent, yeah. Yeah.
It was a rough go, guys. It was
we're glad
go.
You're okay.
I'm back from the dead.
I went to see some movies, finally. I used my A-list. I haven't used it in a while. I saw that movie, Devotion.
The
military
plane.
One.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, it's okay. It wasn't fantastic.
It didn't get a ton of like hype or a ton of press.
Well, I think they rushed it, the story. They didn't do enough backstory on like why these two soldiers were so close. Like where one risked his own life for the other guy. And like, I get it, like, you never leave a man behind.
Right.
But there was a lot where I was like, you're not that close to each other. I just don't get it.
Yeah, it was okay. But I did see Avatar,
The
Way of Water.
3 hours and 12
three
minutes.
3 hours and 12 minutes of that. And I have to tell you, for a movie that's 3 hours and 12 minutes to not feel 3 hours and 12 minutes, that's amazing. A lot of people have told me, oh, it's so long. And so I already had told Marty, you're going to have to plan a potty break and you're going to have to pick a moment to go, probably somewhere around the middle. And she didn't even go. We ate a whole thing of popcorn each during
each,
that movie.
Nice.
Each, yeah. And a large Coke. And I got to tell you, I liked it. I didn't even really remember the first Avatar.
I didn't either. It was 13 years ago.
Yeah. And I thought it was actually really good. It's a little slow in the middle.
Yes.
Like they could have definitely sped that. They could have kept that under three.
They do
four,
a
sure.
whole, you know, sequence of like them learning how to learning the way of water per se, and that does slow down. It lets you breathe in the world that they're trying to build from the ground up. But I am with you. Like, I didn't expect to totally love that movie, but I actually had a great time. We saw it in 3D. Like, I actually put the glasses on, and I'm not one for like motion sickness these days, but there are some shots on that movie where you're kind of just like, turn it upside down.
During the show, Betty Rock had talked about how they've gotten away from that a little bit in the 3D, but this one had the glasses, and it was interesting because it wasn't the things coming at you where you go, and you jump. It's more of like a depth perception, like to give the movie bigger depth and make it feel immersive or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you kind of forget that you're wearing the 3D goggles. I think it would be fine. If you saw a 2D version of it, you're not going to miss anything because it still looks, you know, unusual. It still looks generated computer, you know.
Mm-hmm. I have a friend seeing a 4D version of that movie here in like an hour. It's like you sit in these like chairs and the chairs like move.
Oh.
And you have the glasses on and they're supposed to like spray water or something at you. I feel like I'd get sick.
Yeah, that would be a lot. That'd be a lot. But it was good, though. I was surprised. But it was crazy because it brought in $63 million over the holiday weekend, which was basically the same as its previous week. It's now made $400 million domestically and $1.3 billion globally.
Ooh,
like,
it's a ton
this
of
thing
money.
Is a hit.
Highest grossing film of the year.
It's
and
crazy.
Why?
I think that because people...
It's well done.
It is well done.
But to give you to give you an idea, like a point of reference, Shrek spinoff Puss in Boots made $16 million, you know? So that's a lot for an animated
movie. That's higher
movie.
Than I thought it would be.
The Black Panther Wakanda Forever only brought in about $4.8 million. This last week.
Which that one's been out for quite a while at this point.
The Whitney Houston was only $4.2 million in its second release.
Oh,
second
I didn't
week.
Even know it was out yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like a Christmas
I
one.
See that one.
We were on the fence. Like, we were like, well, do you want to see that? And I was like, no, I really want to see Avatar. And I think I made the right choice. Like, I kind of want to see
you wanted to see Avatar.
It was, I will tell you, it was really good.
I mean, I've seen the trailer twice and I'm like, that looks horrible. Like, I lost brain cells watching it.
I don't think you would like it. Because it's kind of intellectual and heady and
How did you get through
smart.
It?
Oh, I don't know. No, I don't think you would like it because if you don't like the trailer, if the trailer doesn't even remotely seem interesting to you, you're not gonna like it.
To me, there are concepts of movies where I think to myself, someone spent their life, valuable time in their life making this film, and it's about blue Smurf people flying on little dragonflies.
They're called banshees.
Yeah.
And to me, I'm like, why? That just seems like a waste of time.
It brings joy to everyone who's spent $1.3 billion on said movie.
Well, what it is, I mean, yes, they're blue creatures, but they were the Na'vi. They were a different race. And they encountered humans, and humans do what we do, and that's colonialize and
try and take all their resources.
So that's where it started, and then this was the continuation of that. So it's really kind of a socio-political commentary.
You know, but y'all led me wrong with the Jurassic
World. We're not recommending this to you, though.
Dominion or whatever. Right. Y'all said that was the best movie of 2022.
Best dragon movie.
And I saw
it,
and I literally lost brain. And I don't have brain cells to lose,
okay?
That's
very true.
And I went, and it was terrible. So I know if I go see Avatar, especially with y'all two loving I would not recommend this for you.
If there's something I really don't think you're going to like, I'm going to tell you that.
You should have told me that with the Jurassic World.
Again, caveat, the best dinosaur movie.
Yeah, you never said that.
Yeah, it counted for that.
No.
I will say that I've heard that for this movie, though, to break even for the money that they have spent on it, they have to make $4 or $5 billion just to break even on the production of this movie.
Grief.
He also already filmed the third movie because he's got five movies that he has planned for this, and like he's got titles and release dates.
They shot them sequentially because they didn't want like the kids to be a different age and things like that, and so they shot the movies back to back so the next one will be ready to go. Which now I hope it's 4 hours.
Oh yeah, I'll watch it all.
How long was this one?
3:12.
Yeah.
It was long. You say one potty break, I had about four. So
that movie Babylon with Brad Pitt and Margot Robbie, it only made 2.7 in its second
that
week.
That one's flopping.
So, yeah, it's flopping. It's just weird.
I don't get it.
I couldn't, from the trailers, I couldn't figure it out. I'm assuming it's a period piece from the early 40s or something.
Something about Hollywood?
30s. Yeah, but I was like, it doesn't look interesting to me at all. But Betty will probably love it. Okay, so here's a new segment on the show called, I forgot what I was going to call it, actually.
Wow.
We'll go with potty mail.
Okay.
Potty mail.
Potty mail. So potty mail, get that potty mail. Hey. So from time to time, I'm like, let's read some emails from potties, because this was one when we were talking. I always know it's going to be a complaint when the topic or the subject of an email is like the date of something. December 7th aftercast. I know someone's not happy. Mm. So, hey, Wally, love listening to your show. Okay, thank you very much. But something has stuck with me. On the aftercast on the 7th, you guys were talking about Crime Junkie podcast and mentioned Brit. You were making fun of her and you were glad that she wasn't on the podcast for the time being. She had a sudden brain bleed that resulted in a brain clot. Yeah, and then we copped to all this. We knew she had health issues, and nothing was said about her health, you know, because nobody wants anyone to be sick. But what you were saying about her was not kind or loving. You felt bad that she was in the hospital, but continued to criticize her role on the podcast with Ashley. If I were Brit and I had heard this, I would not feel good. You said she just repeats what Ashley says and is very annoying. Well, that's very true. I stand by that. I think that they're just two friends doing what they love. I totally get that. She's a mother trying to take care of her family. I don't think it was helpful in any way. I do appreciate that you talk about Christian news and pop culture. Anyway, there you go. So Abigail not thrilled with Betty and her take
me?
On this.
No, I was the one that was trying to stop you.
Are you? No,
yes.
I said
yes,
Jesus
you careened the same down. Way. No, you didn't. You careened down a steeping hill.
What?
No. Yes.
I don't remember it that way. I remember you as being. I was almost slightly offended as well. I stand by what I said, because when you create something for public consumption, you're creating a product that people, you want them to listen to and support what you do and buy. Like Betty Rock bought tickets to their live show back before COVID.
Yeah,
you know?
Before. I think the difference is that it sounds like Abigail is not separating Britney's performance to her personal life.
Exactly.
You, on the other hand, are. You're
absolutely
separating who she is on the show or on the podcast compared to who she is in real life. You don't hate her by any means.
Absolutely.
You're like,
not.
Hey, that's I hate that you have this health issue.
I
support you in being a mom. I think she's even adopted some kids. Like, she's an amazing person. Yes.
Yeah.
But when it comes to a podcasting situation, it might not be where she thrives.
Yeah, it's not her strength. Like, it's
right.
Like she's in over
but
her head.
You saying that she's not good at podcasting does not mean you don't think she's a bad person.
No, absolutely
but
not.
But I think that's where Abigail is seeing it differently from you. Or she thinks that when you insult her ability to podcast, you're also insulting her as a person.
And that's not the intention at all, because, again, people have opinions about me and our podcast, and they like it, they don't like it, they like me, they don't like me. That's okay. Like, because I'm putting something out for public consumption, and either you're going to enjoy it or you're not going to enjoy it. And I understand that. Most people that do things like this understand that.
And now, when you said in that past aftercast something to the effect of, I can't stand her, her voice makes me want to vomit.
Gets a little bit harsh.
It was
I stand by Gavin saying that. Wally, you need to step down.
I don't think I said that.
I said that what she does annoys the heck out of me, because she doesn't add to it.
Are you saying that what she says annoys you?
This is the trouble, okay? This is the real trick with doing anything in the Christian world, because I have no defense biblically for speaking truth, other than let your yes be yes, your no be no, or like just speak truth.
At least you know that.
But it says to in your rebuke, do it with season it with salt. So we should be kind in our admonishment of things. Okay, so I get that, but this is the hardest part of doing a Christian themed product, is when you have a negative experience or you have a negative viewpoint of something, verbalizing that and not being and being seen as not loving. Because I get her point. To Abigail's point, if Britt were to hear it, I could see her going, well, these Christians are horrible. You know, like, so I understand that. Now, I would hope she would separate Christian from person with an opinion, because it has nothing to do with my faith. It's I have an opinion about your work, you know, and just like you can have an opinion about mine. You can say I'm a horrible Christian. That's your choice, you know. But this is that weird thing inside of the culture where having an opinion or speaking your mind is really tricky, unless you just say everything's great and I love everything and everyone and God made everything great. But that's not genuine, and it's not real, and it's not accurate, you know? Like, not everything's good. So
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I just don't know. I think that, like I said, the difference is that she's not separating the two, whereas you are. And maybe you took it a bit too far.
I don't think that. Like,
maybe.
No.
I don't remember what you said.
If anyone took it too far, it was you.
I know.
Yes.
I didn't start the conversation.
I know.
Nor did I want to be a part of it. I was drug into it.
No.
Yes.
No. You were
kicking and screaming.
You are not an unwilling participant. You are.
Wait. What?
Oh, wait. Are you saying you're not an independent woman that has a brain of her own to think? I did not know that. Wait. Hold on. I want to delve into this. Are you really controlled by a man?
No.
What? Oh, then you did have free will and you did go into it willingly. I'm not sure which is it. I'm confused here.
Don't drag me into your hate parade.
Well, I can't, because you are an independent woman and you can be a part of it or not, because you're very
smart.
But
I wasn't. Because
you were. You did a Brit impression multiple times. You were all in, sister.
Wait,
what? Yeah, exactly. What you're saying is I did an impression.
You're saying my wait what is just as bad as you saying that her voice makes you want to vomit.
I didn't say that.
I'm pretty sure.
No.
I mean, that was
maybe
verbatim.
Maybe not on air.
No, I did not say that. Yeah, there's no way I said that. Like, because I actually, her voice sounds like every other, like, Kardashian, so it's like whatever. We're used to that by now. By the way, Betty Rock watched how many days of Kardashians?
I think
on
at least 10 seasons. I'm not proud
in
of it.
In the span of your
listen,
say,
I am not proud of it.
Seasons.
I'm not proud of it, but I was desperate for just a family.
Yes, and you found it in the Kardashians.
And I found it in the Kardashians. I was alone on Christmas.
I know,
were you alone on Christmas?
No, but the way that you attack us for like our, you know, high concept smart, you know, alien movies, and you sit there and watch 10 seasons of the Kardashians.
Well,
it's just
maybe
as bad.
Maybe you have a point.
Lady Rock, what do you got?
Oh, okay. Well, vinyl records, they used to be a big deal back in like the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. We started seeing a change towards the 90s, 80s maybe.
80s, because
you had cassette tapes.
Yeah.
70s had the...
Eight tracks,
yes. But slowly saw a decline in vinyl sales. But we are now finding out that vinyl has had one of the most popular selling years to date. In the span of 30 years, this is this past year, 2022.
It became hipster for people to listen to things on vinyl and artists to release things on vinyl. Like, we've got Christian artists that release things on vinyl.
They're not releasing CDs anymore. They're just doing the MP3.
Yeah.
Or the vinyl record. Yeah. So Billboard reports that over 2.2 million vinyl records were sold in the U.S. Wow. last year.
Okay.
So in 2022. And then this won't surprise, well, it didn't surprise me at all. Taylor Swift, her latest release, her latest album, Midnight, is the top selling vinyl of the week with 68,000 copies sold.
Really? Wow. And you know that the record player industry is so happy about this. Like, yeah. The record players that were like, what are we going to do with all these things? No one wants these anymore. Wait, what? They're buying albums?
People want
record
now?
Players. Right. My daughter is 24. She has a record player. I even built her a piece of furniture to hold her record player.
See, it's become main, or it's, I don't know what the word is I'm looking
hipster.
For.
Hipster.
Yeah.
Mainstream.
That's it. And it makes me wonder, will we see a resurgence in cassette tapes?
No.
Or 8-track players?
I mean, it's possible.
Now,
but
to bring it back to the Kardashians, I was watching an episode where Kendall and Kylie, which are the youngest of the two, got each other those camcorders, like ones that are like old. VHS tape in it, and you record different things, and it's got the fold out screen so you can see what you're filming and stuff.
That's funny.
When you could easily do that with your phone,
right?
But it just looks more vintage and it's got a feel to it.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
It's like how people got really into Polaroid cameras for a little while there. We're like, why would I have like a weird
camera?
Yeah. I can just show you this.
Yeah. It's like, just take a picture with your phone.
In the gaming world, I think
the throwbacks.
Yeah. Yeah. Old Nintendos
and stuff. Arcade stuff.
Now, I had a Sega Genesis back in 1990 something or whatever, and it took at least 20 AA batteries and it would go out in 2 hours.
Yeah.
And it was so heavy. I remember my arms getting like worn down when I had to hold it for too long.
Yeah. It's funny too. Now with they do the retro consoles, and before you'd put a game in and play the game, take it out, new game cartridge, and now the games comes loaded like 250 games.
Wow.
And all the games that you used to play and you'd pay for individually, and they're kind of fun, but it's like you don't, it's kind of like when they do retro flashback shows on the radio, like they'll do an 80s lunch or something like that. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, oh, man, I'd love to hear that every time. No, you don't. You want those things in passing. Mm-hmm. Same thing with all these 8-bit games. They're fun for a minute, you know, but they're not something you're like, oh, I want to go spend hours playing this.
Well, and also, too, you think about like Stranger Things, the show on Netflix. They made 80s culture real popular. They even brought back Kate Bush, her 1985 running up that hill. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't a big hit back when it was first released, but then it made the top 3 Billboard charts in 2022.
The Separate Ways version, Stranger Things version from Journey is great.
We played
that before on the show.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
It's really good. It's like really haunting.
It's haunting.
It is. It's really good. I heard it over the weekend. I'm like, oh, I really like that.
So. But I do see, too, like, I mean, look, take Gavin, for instance. Like, he's talking about wearing his grandpa type stuff. Like, you do the pleated khakis and you do the loafers and Hawaiian shirts and stuff.
I was looking at Carpenter jeans this last. Like Haley got a pair. And I was just like, oh, those are kind of cool. Not like, oh, I want to wear her
pants. I totally
want
to dress like my wife.
Yeah, I'm not saying it like that. I just wanted the man's section version.
Everything is like coming back. It's all like coming back to quote Celine Dion. It's all coming back to me now. But we'll see a resurgence. There's going to be like when Gavin, you get old, you know, you're going to see something where it's like, oh, that's popular again. I didn't even realize.
I don't even think of myself as being like old. I know I'm not per se, but whenever I, you know, hang out with the youth kids at church and
it happens before you know it.
Throw around lingo. They throw around things that they're like, oh, we're getting back into iPod Nanos. And I'm like, oh, snap. Like, I remember that I know. Oh, that was 20 years ago.
Where do you even buy those?
And we're going to, because I always
why would you want one?
To keep people that are younger than me around for that purpose so they know more of what's going on, because I just lose interest or I don't care or I don't have time.
Well, and you don't update anything of yours. No. You're like your phone. You're like, why won't it work? It won't download anything. Well, when was the last time you updated
it? I did.
2007.
I did update my phone. I got a new phone and the new operating system. So I am good to go now, finally. Welcome to the 2000s and 20s. All right. You got any birthdays, Rock?
I do.
All right. Well, let's knock them out.
Do we have a lot?
A lot of them.
I bet.
Yeah. So I just need everybody to buckle up.
Okay.
Here we go.
Laundry list.
Brian, happy birthday. Also, your wife, Jessica, wanted to wish you a happy birthday as well. Grace to her mom, Julie, happy birthday. Gracie, her birthday was on the 14th. Happy birthday. Lily to her stepmom, Kristen, happy birthday. Myra to her twin sister. Those two, they are celebrating their birthday on the 14th. Kayla and Cody, happy birthday to Mama Bear. Isaiah to his older brother, Elijah, happy birthday. Josh turned 11 on the 16th. Happy birthday. Amy wants to wish her son Dakota a happy 7th birthday. And then her best friend Richie a happy birthday. Caitlin wants to wish a happy 40th anniversary to her parents, Kevin and Sherry.
That's a lot.
Happy anniversary. We've got Laura to her daughter, Caroline. Thank you. Happy birthday. Merry Christmas. All the things. Monica to her husband, Michael. Laura to her daughter, Annie, who turned 6th on the 21st. Ryan, happy birthday. Aaliyah, Soraya, Cassina, and mom and dad want to wish Josiah a happy birthday. Sydney to her mom, Raylan, who turned 50 on the 8th. And then Emma, she turned 21 on the 9th. Happy birthday.
There you go. Good job.
That's it.
No question.
Oh, we do have a question if you would like a question.
Have you forgotten how we do this?
There's so many birthdays.
See. I know. There were a lot of birthdays.
Let's do this one because it's a dated question. Would you enjoy having your birthday in December? Why or why not?
Absolutely not.
My mom, her birthday is in December. It is a very unfortunate birthday. We have people that we work with. Tyler, his birthday is on Christmas Day.
I know.
It's crazy.
I know that my mom has said she doesn't like it when her birthday gifts are wrapped in Christmas paper.
Yeah.
Or if someone hands you one gift and they say this is your Christmas and your birthday.
Yeah, you're like, hey, everyone else gets a birthday present and a Christmas present. Why? Or you get less too. Like, I got your birthday present and Christmas present, but then they don't get you four Christmas presents.
Right. Yeah. And two, like, how do you have a party? You don't have a Christmas, like you can't have a birthday party because everyone's out of town and it's just, it's very unfortunate.
Yeah. I always hated having a birthday in the summer when I was a kid because, people were on vacations. And so doing a birthday party was always challenging. Mm. Or just being an annoying kid that no one wanted to come to their birthday party. That was part of it, too.
Tough combination.
Probably. I feel bad. My parents are both, they're 4 days apart and they're both in the beginning of December.
So there's a little bit of separation.
Yeah, but still you're like, I got to get a birthday present. No. Oh, I got to do a Christmas present.
Mm-hmm. Well, Haley's birthday is December 19th, and so it's December is like a tragic month. It's like December 19th, her birthday, Christmas, 25th, and then our anniversary is the 28th of December.
All in December?
It's all wrapped into that one thing. Where
what were you thinking?
I don't know. She probably was the one who chose the date.
I don't know. She just told me what to do.
Yeah.
And you're going to end up having your first kid in December.
I probably will.
I'm going to be broke
on
in
Christmas.
December.
That's horrible. Like, my wife was telling me, she's like, every January I feel broke. I'm like, why? She's like, because of Christmas and then like all of our life insurance bills are due.
No.
Because I have extra life insurance on me. And so it's not cheap the older you get.
That's funny.
She has to pay for those.
If
and
she
then,
just killed you off, she could come
out
yeah,
she'd
better.
Be money ahead. I don't know why
that's
she doesn't.
That's the smart thing to do.
Oh, absolutely.
One less bill to pay.
Absolutely. But you guys, I'm counting on you to investigate or ask someone to investigate.
I won't. I'll be like, I don't blame you, Marty.
Split it with me and I won't say a word.
I'll help you hide it.
And by it, I mean him. Thanks, Rock. appreciate you thinking.
He's not him anymore.
But like I wrap around the horn and I go all of Christmas stuff, and then I get through January, but early February is her birthday and Valentine's. And fortunately, we've gotten to the point now, like this many years in, we just kind of do dinner and a card for Valentine's. Oh, yeah. There's not the pressure to do big elaborate gifts or whatever. But her birthday, she loves her birthday, and so I got to come up with stuff for that. Mm.
I think
I already have birthday planned.
Yeah.
Well done.
All of our birthdays are fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you're in Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, May.
November, and yours is
August.
August, yes.
Yeah. So.
I just can't have a birthday party at any Mexican restaurant.
No,
that's tough.
No, let's go to Chewy's.
You have to plan really far ahead for that.
I did that
one
year and it was horrible.
Yeah, you got to go the week before or the week after if you're going to do that.
Ooh,
for
they just
sure.
built a Chewy's near my house, guys, and I'm
Chewy's is all kind of good.
Get the jalapeno dip.
Well, speaking of Mexican food, we have a meeting to go to, and we are having Chipotle, so I'm pretty excited about
for us.
And Wally has a 20-minute countdown.
I'll be on the clock. It'll get me out of this meeting because sometimes Chipotle's the weirdest thing. It's like playing roulette in Vegas or craps, literally.
It's terrible. No.
I thought you'd appreciate that.
Well done.
Roll the bones and see how it goes. Like some days I'm like, oh, that's zero problem at all. And other days it's like, wow, you said we have a problem.
Which is hard when you, like, some days when it is good, you're like, oh, that's nice. Because you're like, you can't get comfortable with that, though.
Yeah, I'm good now.
You have to plan for the worst possible case scenario.
So if at some point in time I excuse myself from this meeting and
I will want to tell my life story.
Yeah.
I will use my car and block yours then.
Everyone take a bathroom.
That's going to do it for your aftercast. It's good to be back, and thank you for listening to Crime Junkies. No.
Wait, what?